we had people in front of Marty. We had some opportunities, some looks. We probably didn't get as much traffic as we did the previous game in front of them.
Is that a factor of being on the road at all?
No, that shouldn't have any effect on it at all. I would say just, you know, their D did a good job of boxing out the weak side, and you know, if he's going to see it, he's going to stop it. There's a reason he's got 550 wins or whatever the hell he's got. I mean, there's a reason he's the all-time best. So getting in front of him without bumping him, but trying to take a little bit of his line of sight away is important. Yeah, I mean, he had some good saves, and he had some ones where, like for example, that one was going in, and he found it in time. And but for the most part, he was solid and square. And he didn't give a lot of rebounds. He didn't give us those second opportunities. He was very good, and he was a difference in game five for sure. But we got to continue to do that and hopefully catch him in a moment of weakness at some point, you know, where he gets a rebound or something. But you're not going to catch those too often. But, you know, you throw 44 at a goalie every night, you're bound to get one or two.
Does this new line have a different role?
I don't think in the playoffs you can look for one line. I really don't. You need production from everywhere. The game we won in game four, Ryan Beta scores again, two games in a row. And then you got a goal from your top guy. Obviously your top players have to, produce, but, there were Stahl's playing against a group that aren't concerned so much with going on the offense. They're just concerned with getting the puck back over the blue line and getting it out. So that makes it difficult when every time you get in there, it's just getting banged out, and you're not getting a whole lot of opportunity to grind it out. So and when that happens, you're going to need other people to produce and step up. So we're going to need some production, not just from Eric, but from a few other players as well.
Do you have any thoughts on this off day? Do you prefer to be playing tonight or the second day off?
No, I don't think it means anything one way or another. I think if you have some bruises, it gives you an extra day to get to rest, but I don't think it benefits anybody one way or the other.
Do you approach things any differently when you are in a one-game situation like this?
No, not really. Every game isn't, you can't say that you take game one easily or take it off or it doesn't mean as much. I mean, they all mean the same. Obviously tomorrow is one of those games where you don't win, you're gone. But, as we approach it, we'll approach it like we did every other game. I think with the exception of game one, we've battled pretty hard in this series. It's been a very good series. I think it's been one of the best ones in the playoffs today. So, we'll be ready. We'll be coming out hard, and they'll, I'm sure, respond as well. So we're not going to change a whole lot, I don't think.
Do